When cells are in such altered states, you don't know where to set the gates. It's best to minimize the risk and store them all on your hard disk. If there's a clog before you're done, you'll save some data from a run. And thus you may stay out of jams, you get in with live histograms. List mode, just work in list mode. When you consider all the options, it's the only thing to do. This mode, and only this mode, lets you make sense of samples which at first leave you without a clue. Once we're in list mode anyway, with prices as they are today, it isn't putting on the Ritz to digitize to 16 bits. It's clear that once we've made this change, we'll have enough dynamic range to transform data digitally, so log amps will be history. List mode will work in list mode and go from linear to log and back without the log amps ills. Once we've got list mode, our only pissed mode may be when we try pinning down which agencies will pay the bills. List mode can help us analyze how many molecules have died, and antibodies will be found on each cell type to which they're bound. At long last, different labs can see results compared objectively, advancing science as a whole and aiding quality control. List mode, by using list mode, we'll all get heightened sensitivities and much reduce the fears and trepidation of calibration. Although the folks who make the particles may have us by the spheres. From east to west, from south to north, we'll send our data back and forth. Why, we'll soon have it in our reach to run our samples from the beach. But unless they've been well prepared, when they are run, we'll run them scared. List mode or not, there's still no doubt that garbage in gives garbage out. List mode, we all need list mode, though there are ends for which list mode itself can never be the means. Even with list mode, there won't exist code which gets good data from bad samples and or misaligned machines. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum.